so story. I think I have it already, but just in case. The story of a party in Strandvägen, a fine, rich man there, and his autistic daughter, who was the only one that Pio could relate to there. I mean, it could be humoristically described, the whole thing, and it should actually, because it was. For instance, when they all decide, you know, Pio sitting there completely outside of it, going into the other room, hanging out with that, I think, 12-year-old or something, because she is also, she likes to draw and paint, and therefore the host of the party, her father told, and you know, you're an artist, so maybe you could look at my daughter's paintings. And she came, and just being very happy, and he may explain it later, that you know, these autistic people, sometimes we can show this in the story here. As they may be in different ways, they are not playing that weird game, so they are normal, more than these people with all the social cosplay and the social codes and, you know, the whole thing there. And we can show it that, you know, when I was, this is my experience, this whole story, when we were young, these same people who now sit there, you know, it was just, it's Friday night, someone has a party, let's go over, and you bring your bag of beer, and someone bring a little hashish, and turn on the record player, and we dance and speak, and that's it, and drink, smoke. But now the same people are sitting there around a fine dinner table with everything right and the food just, wow, delicious steak we have today, you know, just as our parents did back then, that we kind of loathed. We can show it that way, and the funny end of it would be Pio sitting there in the big room, some sofa, just watching the whole thing, and this girl comes up, the autistic daughter, having crushed a vase. She put a pen in it or something and shook it so it went through the glass. She came to, comes up to Pia, and then the others in the room next there, someone, a lady, you know, they're getting a little tipsy. Hey, let's have some 70s disco. Oh, that's a good idea. And 70s disco was what Pia hated back then. The discotheques with the stupid disco music and the stupid moves. And now they're all doing that as a nostalgic thing and think this is very cool. And oh, how fun. Why don't you join in, Pio? And he just goes out in the kitchen, empties the crushed pieces of glass in the garbage there, and well, I think he just says bye-bye. And then we could have had then the next frame. He's getting a call from his old friend then, who invited him, brought him to this party. Oh, you crazy. You threw it away. It was worth 1,000. You can repair such things. And of course, Peter didn't know that. Didn't look so valuable. A little blue glass vase, 20 centimeters high. Anyway, that's like